number 10,237, Sierra Village, south of Route 1, east of Center Avenue, being lot D31 within Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Again, just for purposes of the record, I'm still David Hutt, local attorney from Georgetown. This is lot D31 in Sierra Village. I'd like to incorporate the best I could. I don't know how the chair feels about this. My comments from the prior application, so I don't have to repeat them, and we'll just focus right on this site specifically.
That would be fine, sir.
Thank you. On this one as well, it was noticed when in preparing for this that there was a way to help reduce marginally the variances that were needed, and Coast prepared a new survey this afternoon, if I may hand up.
Yes, please.
If you could, while they're passing those down, is this lot, how many square feet is this lot, Ms. Service?
It's just a little bit over 3,600 square feet.
And is that smaller than the county's standard lot, as if it was a new park that was being created?
Yes.
And in relation to a question we faced earlier, is this a vacant site or is there an existing home on this?
It is a vacant site.
So this will be a new home to be placed there?
Yes.
Earlier we went through how you go about selecting a home for a home site. Is that the process that you followed when you were selecting a home for this site?
Yes. Yes, it is.
When you look at the survey that was prepared today, the one dated September 8th, 2008, you can see, in layman's terms, what looks like a larger gap than maybe you might think between the proposed home on site D31 and the existing manufactured home shown in the hash marks on site D33. Is there a reason why that seems to be kind of a larger distance than you might otherwise think?
Yes, it's due to the fact that the home on site D33 has a screened-in porch addition, and per county code, we have to include that when we're doing our measurements for the 20 feet between structures. If you were to eliminate that screen porch, and it actually is a screen porch, not a room, there would be plenty of distance between the two homes, the two actual homes.
So for the sake of the screen porch, that's why you have the home set almost 11 feet off of the easternmost property line?
Yes. So in reality, without the porch, we could set that home we are proposing on D31 almost 6 feet closer to that line, which would give an additional 6 feet between this home and the home on 29. But because of that porch, That's why we set it there.
And are these the types of, is this typical of the types of issues and problems that arise when you try to locate or size a home for a site here and then place it on a site?
Yes, absolutely. You and again with the sheds all around.
What is the square footage of this home?
This home is, just a little under 1,000, I believe.
960
square feet.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So is this a little smaller than you had said earlier that the standard that most people look for is, I guess, a little greater than 1,000 square feet?
Yes.
So this is close to that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I see that you, again, have included a porch on the front of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that for the same reasons that we discussed in the prior application?
Absolutely, yeah. So that the need won't arise in the future, or it's less likely to arise in the future that we'd have somebody wanting to put a deck or a porch.
So just like the problems that are created by the present porch that's on D33.
That's right, yes.
Unless the board has questions, I think that incorporating all of our other comments, we will let our application stand on those facts.
Okay.
And the new survey, this is the one you're proposing then?
That is correct. And if we, do we need to walk through the variances, Mr. Rickard, that are?
Well, for the record, I think you should do that. Okay. You need, at 15.3, okay, you see that? You're going to need what, 5.7?
4.7, I believe.
From the 20 foot?
4.7, but yes.
4.7, I'm sorry. 16.1, 3.9 tenths?
Right.
Correct. Now from the shed, you got 16 feet, correct, on lot 30?
Correct.
4 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you have from the shed from the rear, you have 10 foot there to the lot 32. That would be a 10 foot variance, correct?
Correct.
And you're okay on the 20 foot on the other side of lot 33. You got 20.2. You're all right. Okay?
I think we agree then.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two?
Three.
Okay. You want to speak?
Can I just use my last comment?
I'm sorry?
Can I just use my last comment for the previous?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That'd be fine.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay.
Chairman, I have, I'll read the letters now. Just the, you have the Pat Norberg that she's, let's see, that's the Rehoboth one has, okay, and Sandra Statso, Jeannie Sisk, Dorothy Boucher. And then I have one more here from Art and Judy Frampton. They're Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. They object.
Okay.
It's right next to theirs. It's D29 next to theirs.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir.
There was a board, Paul, in and on again with Ms. Sisk. If Ms. Sisk could incorporate her previous testimony on the previous applications into this application.
That would be cool.
Which is, if you're opposed to this application, but if the board were to grant this, which would be better? For the dwellings to be within 20 feet or the dwelling and a porch to be within 20 feet? Which is the less desirable situation?
The couple that you just read, they also wanted to be here. They had a problem with their son got sick. They would rather have it moved over to have the 20 feet.
Between the two dwellings?
Between the two
dwellings. As opposed to the porch and the dwellings?
That porch is ground level and just screened in, yeah.
Okay. One clarification. Was this, if I might ask of the applicant, was this an application that they're making in behalf of a homeowner, or is this a vacant lot?
They said that this was a vacant lot.
Vacant lot.
Okay. All right. You know, there's been testimony that this is an old mobile home park and they're kind of stuck with things. It seems to us that an owner of a mobile home park that's an old style can make a rational decision at some point to start maybe readjusting the lot sizes over time and maybe not developing some of the lots to try to create some more space in this thing. And so I don't think it's necessarily fair to say that this is the same situation of a person who owns a lot and is surrounded by other owners. This is one owner of all these lots. So I think when you talk about exceptional practical difficulties, you got to take into account the fact that this is one owner who does have some power and some latitude to redraw some lot lines. And this might be a situation, since this is not an occupied lot, where maybe they got to use this in the future to maybe expand some of the surrounding lots to create some additional space. Just maybe over time, they just need to do that. Some lots, they just don't develop it to make time or to make some more additional space. It's something that might need to be considered. But I think when you look at exceptional practical difficulties, if you can put in a smaller home, that's not an exceptional practical difficulty. If you can put in a, expand the lot lines or change the lot lines over time, that's not an exceptional practical difficulty. A mobile home park, we think, has a lot more latitude to do all that. So we would oppose this application on the grounds that there's not exceptional practical difficulties shown.
Hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I may, just very briefly?
Yes. I'm sorry.
The community would have no objection to moving that mobile home, I think it's eastward, 5 feet, which would eliminate the need for a variances 1, 2, and 3, but then it would create a need for a variance between the porch and the proposed home of 5 feet. That was kind of the point of Ms. Service's testimony, was that but for the sake of that porch, we would be here about a variance from the shed that is on site E32. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,237 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion? We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,237 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case has also been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like or call the office in the morning.